And welcome to episode 46. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. My special guest is none other than the finance guru, Mr. Tahi Burke. Let me share a little bit more about his journey. Tahi Burke was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. He graduated from Southwestern High School in 1980, where he was a member of the varsity basketball team and selected as the most valuable player. Immediately following high school, the young Tahi began his military career by joining the United States Navy in the year of 1980. By 1983, he proved himself excellent in receiving the prestigious Navy Achievement Award and the Navy Commendation Medal, along with various other honors and accolades. Tahi was elected to the 1984 All-Navy basketball team. While still serving in the military, Tahi joined Primerica Financial Services in 1985 and began working as a part-time financial service representative. In October of 1987, he received an honorable discharge from the U.S. Navy and dedicated himself to a full-time career with Primerica. His strong determination and solid work ethic earned him a promotion to regional vice president. In 1988, Mr. Burke was honored with the Outstanding Young Man of America Award for professional leadership and superior ability and exceptional service. Mr. Burke quickly moved through the ranks of the leading financial services firm, building a total of five offices throughout the United States. He was featured in a nationally published newspaper in 1988 and again in 2003. Mr. Burke was also elected to the African American Leadership Council for Primerica and is a member of the Financial Independence Council of Primerica. He also received the Smith Barney Golden Circle Award for top investment professionals from the prestigious wealth management firm Smith Barney. In the year 2007, Tahi was featured as a member of the Heritage Registry of Who's Who. In 2012, Mr. Burke founded a community organization named the Cherry Hill Hall of Fame, whose mission is to provide positive examples of success and accomplishment to young people in the community. In 2016, Tahi was elected to Strathmore Who's Who. Mr. Burke also sponsors an annual Father's Day basketball camp in Cherry Hill, Maryland, with fellow community leaders, Mr. Damon Kaysen. Mr. Burke's latest pursuit is the construction industry. He founded Complete Enhancement, LLC, and quickly developed the company into an award-winning A-plus rated top construction company in the Washington metropolitan area. Mr. Burke has enjoyed an impressive multifaceted career. He has managed never to lose sight of the objective to develop and train individuals in the financial services industry with the goal to elevate them. His mission is to empower those under his leadership to a position to operate their own businesses. They in turn go on to educate clients in their communities with their top-tier strategies and solid financial underpinnings to become debt-free and financially independent. With his portfolio of businesses and community organizations, Tahi Burke has created a corporate culture of trust, respect, and empowerment with the common thread of teamwork throughout the company landscape. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Mr. Tahi Burke, an opportunity to share with our listening audience.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Mr. Tahi Burke. First, Mr. Burke, let me say congratulations on all of your success. I know some of my listeners will benefit tremendously from what you have to share today. You are a true inspiration and especially an example for so many young African-American men. Welcome, Mr. Burke, and how are you doing?
First of all, I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to have this discussion today, Essie. I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to delivering for the listening audience.
Indeed, it is my pleasure to have you as my special guest. And as we all know, just from your bio, you have a lot of experience from your journey to where you are today. So please tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself, maybe some things we don't know, your journey, and some of the projects that you've been up to lately.
As you mentioned in the bio, I grew up in a place called Cherry Hill in Baltimore. It was a very challenging situation, but of course, when you're a child, you don't really realize when you're in the midst of the challenging situation. But growing up in Baltimore, Cherry Hill, a couple of things that inspired me to want to do something different. I was looking around at my friends and people I was associated with, and I saw the direction that I was hitting in. I saw the direction that my friends were hitting in. And I just knew it was something different out there. And I started playing sports. And sports helped me create the discipline and helped me create the mindset of success. And my coach, which I'll talk about in a second, my coach inspired me so much. And then I decided to go in the United States Navy. After trying to go to college, that didn't work. And I decided to go in the United States Navy. And while I was in the military, I saw a different quality of life and I wanted to experience that life for the rest of my life. And I worked hard while I was in the military. I decided to, while in the military, I decided to start cutting hair. And I didn't charge at first because I wasn't experienced. But as I got more experience in cutting hair, I started charging. I had people lined up outside of the bathroom every Saturday night and Sunday. I would cut hair. Then as we went to port in Naples, Italy, I saw an opportunity where I can buy merchandise at a very inexpensive amount and then sell them to the sailors once they got back on the ship. Because most people, when we hit port in different countries, most people are so caught up in just having fun that they wasn't even thinking about shopping. They wasn't even thinking about the things that I was thinking about at that time. So I brought clothes, I brought merchandise. I would buy a watch for, let's say, $5. And that same watch, I was able to sell it for $50. So I had a business in the Navy while on the ship of cutting hair and also selling belts, watches, and merchandise. And then when I got stationed in Indian Head, Maryland, 2 months after I got stationed in Indian Head, Maryland, I was expected to go play all Navy basketball. I had my airline ticket and everything waiting for me. And my command, the captain of my command, stopped me from playing, going to play all Navy basketball. I got elected. I had to go through all these background checks, research on my achievements and accomplishments in basketball. They had a ticket waiting for me, and my command stopped me from playing. And I'll never forget that day. And I said to myself, I am never going to let a grown man control my life ever. And luckily, 2 weeks later, after I got, they stopped me from playing all Navy basketball, a gentleman walked up to me and asked me, would I be interested in earning additional income? And I said, doing what? And he said, financial services. And I started Primerica part-time. I started making $2,000 a month part-time. I started saving my money, and I started my journey to building, to wealth creation.
Simply amazing. And I just want to sort of recap some of the things that you put in place for yourself, because, you know, I work with educators and I'm surrounded by young people who are taking that journey, getting ready to transition from high school to college and trying to figure it all out. But you looked at your surroundings and you really looked at who your friends were. You were very disciplined. You exposed yourself to something new. And you already had that business mindset. And then I love the part where you talked about cutting hair. And so now we know why you're always so well groomed, because you can do your own hair cutting. And so definitely thank you for sharing. So tell us a little bit, maybe some strategies that would help young people, because you've already mentioned some of the things. But as I mentioned, young people who are getting ready to explore the world, what are some advice that you would give them?
Number one, you cannot listen to people that's not going where you want to go. Number two, you have to have a big dream. And one thing about having a big dream, everybody do not buy into your dream, and you cannot concern yourself with the people that don't buy in. Number three, you got to have a plan. Write down, you know, when I was a kid, man, I dreamt of having my own office. I dreamt of being a businessman. I didn't even know what a businessman was. I didn't know what a businessman looked like. But in my mind, I created an image of a businessman. I created an image of me walking out of my own office. I start thinking, I used to listen to or watch Robin Leach, The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous. I used to visualize, as he talked about all these places, I visualized me in these places. When he talked about driving these nice cars, I visualized me driving those cars. And I was like 14, 15, 16 years old at the time. And despite me getting into trouble, because when I was a kid, I got in trouble so much. But despite all of the adversity and the setbacks and the disappointments of my childhood, I was able to somehow cultivate a vision of the way I wanted to be in the future. So now, then you got to start now. Don't wait till you get 18, 19, 20 years old. And I told my son when he was 15 years old, I said, you are now a man, and you should start acting and thinking like a man, because you will be 18 very soon. And now my son is 20 years old. And this seemed like it was just yesterday when I had that conversation. So you got to have a burning desire of what you want to accomplish. You got to dig deep and look at the people around you. And you got to say this to yourself, because this is what I said to myself. I said, if I don't help my mother, nobody else will. If I don't help my brother, nobody else will. If I don't help my grandmother, nobody else will. And I put the pressure on me, and I was willing to handle the pressure of being successful.
Again, amazing. And Tahid's words, I'm just going to recap. Dream big. Don't listen to everyone. Plan. Write down your plan. Start now. You have to have that burning desire and create that image. Look at where you want to go. And I'm going to say, to the young people and to anyone really, you are not what you are today. You're not what you're going through. You are better. So keep dreaming. So Tahid, you talked about family members, but tell us a little bit about who inspired you.
It started with a guy named Buzzy Hicks. Buzzy Hicks was like my childhood idol. I used to watch this guy, and I liked how he dressed. I liked how he, you know, how he carried himself. And he started teaching me about business ownership, like when I was 13, 14 years old, but it was not in the right arena, if I can say that. I mean, but he taught me some concepts that really helped me feel that I can do something on my own. The next person was a guy named Joe Gray. Joe Gray took me on as his son when I was 11 years old. He taught me the concepts of teamwork. I'll never forget this day. I wanted to play basketball. I went out for the basketball team. Joe Gray was a coach. They had the best players in the community going out for the team. This is my very first time ever going out. I gave it everything I had, and I got cut. I did not make the team. Joe Gray pulled me to the side. He said, I want you to know that I really did not want to cut you. You were the final cut that I made. The reason I had to cut you, because all these other guys were more experienced than you. But if you work out this year, this summer, and you come back, I promise you, you will have a spot. Now, I could have made a decision at that age, at 11 years old, to quit playing basketball because of the disappointment that I faced. What I did is I said to myself, I will make this team next year. And every single player that made the team before me, whenever I play them, they're going to know that they faced me, and they will never, ever, ever beat me in anything or anytime I ever play them. So at that time, Joe took me in and he taught me how to play ball. He taught me how to discipline. He taught me sacrifice. He taught me what it felt like to win. Joe Gray changed my entire life. As a young teenager. Then when I got into the financial service industry, a gentleman named Andy Young took me under his wing. He taught me how to be a businessman. He taught me how to make decisions. And he introduced me to a guy named Bullet Bob Turley. Bullet Bob Turley pitched for the New York Yankees. He won 5 World Series rings. He won the Cy Young Award. And he started teaching me more about business. So I stuck around those guys. I hung around them. I watched them. I listened to them. And from that point on, I learned the concepts of what I needed to do to, number one, build a business, and number two, create financial independence. And the rest was my desire to implement the strategies that I learned.
As always, simply amazing. And you are so blessed. And back then, even, you know, you had that foundation that was really built for you, and you helped that process. So from your own words, you talk about find someone you can look up to, listen to your elders, take advice, be disciplined. And sometimes you have to make those sacrifices. So now tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you have faced and how did you overcome, and maybe some advice that you can provide to others.
Well, I think challenges is the number one key that can either make you or break you. Adversity became my friend. I experienced so much setback, so much disappointment, that I made adversity my friend. So let's talk about some of the things that hit me. Number one, the biggest hurdle I ever had to overcome was my own self-doubt. Lack of belief that a guy like me, that came from where I came from, that experienced what I experienced, could be successful in business. And I believe that most people out there today, the reason that they're not successful is because they keep living in the past. They keep looking at the mistakes of the past. They don't get over it. So therefore, they cannot concentrate on the present moment. The second hurdle I had to overcome was the disappointment of people letting me down. You know, when I thought they were in my corner, when I thought they had my back, and I turned around and they wasn't there. The next hurdle was unforeseen situations that occur throughout life. Life is a beautiful journey, but unfortunately, the longer we live, the more we experience. And some of the experiences are not that pleasant. So our daily struggles of life will set you back if it allow you to. But what I pride myself on, what I believe that successful people pride themselves on, is making adversity a part of their story. See, most people want the glory, Essie, but they don't want the story. You cannot have the glory without the story. So I'll embrace adversity. Here's the next thing about adversity. Every time I got hit with a major adversity and I fought through it, I came out better. My income grew. I grew as a person. And how do I overcome all these adversities? I work on my mind every single day. I work on self-belief every single day. Whatever I am lacking, I study so that I can get better in that particular area, if that makes sense, Essie.
It does, and so powerful. I'm just gonna let your words speak for themselves. And you know, you talk a little bit about adversity. So now sort of switch gears and tell us about your greatest success.
Most people would think that I would say my greatest success is what I did in business, but it's not. My greatest success in life to me so far to this day is being able to buy my mom a house, being able to pay cash for a house for my mom. And when I go to my mom's house, she always talked to me when we were growing up. She said, I want a house with a backyard. I want to have flowers. I want to plant my own flowers. I want to be able to sit on a porch. My mom used to talk about these things to us, and I listened to her and I delivered for my mom. I brought my mom a house. That was the biggest thrill of my life and the biggest thrill of her life. The second was creating a Hall of Fame for my community. And I used to dream of that too. One day going back to my community and creating something, creating this statue, creating this legacy in my community. And we created a Hall of Fame where we acknowledge and gave recognition to people that grew up the way we grew up, but they found a way to succeed. And then as a result of that, my community has changed forever. More and more people have given back to the community. More and more kids now can see themselves as being successful. More and more kids can see themselves achieving more, becoming financially independent, because a person like me that grew up like that grew up, that struggled the way they struggled, they saw me, they see me successful, and they see me continuously going back and giving back to the community. The last thing the most successful thing that I've accomplished in my life is writing the book Succeed Anyway. And it's not just writing of the book, it's what's in the book, the information that's in the book that can empower a young individual that wanna build something, that wanna become a business owner, they wanna become successful, that wanna build financial independence. It is a step-by-step process to help individuals that want to succeed. It gives them the roadmap to succeed.
And you know, Tahi, that is so true, what you have said. It's not about where you have been, what you have accomplished, or the things you have acquired, but it is about giving back and making a difference. So continue to do that. And congratulations to you with helping your mother to buy her home. So how do you think that you're going to continue to help people in the future? I know you talked about in your community. What are some things that you're thinking about doing, your vision of the future?
Well, my vision of the future is to continue to educate the younger generation. I like to inspire the older generation, but most people are stuck in their ways, right? But the younger generation, kids that's 15, and I would say that's 15 to 25, I want to be able to go out into our communities, not just in the DC metropolitan area, but throughout the country, and talk to kids about mindset development, number one. Talk to kids about ownership, business ownership, the road, the path to entrepreneurship. The third thing is education about money. So many of our people don't understand how money works. They don't know where to begin to start investing and going on the road to accomplishing financial freedom. So I want to be a voice where a person can look at me and look at where I came from, and I can get out in the communities throughout the country and share this knowledge that I've obtained through my process of becoming successful. And I believe that success is a lifelong journey. I don't feel I've accomplished anything as of yet. I visualize myself as being on, you know, getting interviewed by Steve Harvey, being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, not about the success I've had in business, but the success as a result of giving back to the communities, seeing other people win. You know, what, you know, another thing I want to say about my biggest accomplishments is I've helped so many people today that now make $300,000 a year, $400,000 a year. And when I first met them, they were struggling in their business. And I was able to reach out to them and treat them just like they were like me. And now these people are successful today. You look at, you know, your kids that you know, they were 18 years old, maybe 10 years ago, and now they're 28 years old and they're successful. They have a different mindset. They walk different. They talk different. Their vision is different. Why? Because they came in contact with a person like me that was willing to give of themselves, that was willing to give knowledge, that was willing to show them the way. And most people, when they're successful, they're not humble anymore. See, because of my journey, ladies and gentlemen, because of the struggle I had to go through to win, I will continuously remain humble. And as I remain humble, my lifelong journey is to continue to give back.
And I think, Tahi, that is the one thing that I love about you so much is that no matter, as I said before, where you've been, what you have acquired, what you have accomplished, you are so humble and you give back. And so that is just a tremendous blessing to you and to others. And we have the same goal, and that is to educate the young generation. The mindset, that is so important. Talking about ownership and education about money. And I might even have to invite you back to a special show just about money, because I'm trying to tell young people all the time, it is so important to invest. So definitely, you know, when you go to the Oprah Winfrey show and the Steve Harvey show, you can tell them one of my first shows that I went to was Dr. Essie McCoy.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is all about sharing resources, and you've shared so much advice, so many resources. Tell us how listeners can contact you.
Yes, ma'am. They can contact me at Taheed, T-A-U-H-E-E-D as in David, S. Burke, B-U-R-K-E, at gmail.com. They also can reach me if they need to at 240-764-6983. That is my office, and then it would direct them to my extension.
Thank you for that information. And Taheed, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with the listeners. You indeed have the attention of so many. Continue doing the awesome things that you're doing, giving back, and may God continue to bless you in making that grand impact. Once again, thank you so much. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.